Now I know that we have busy lives. We all live busy lives. It's difficult even to find times to set apart to give thanks. I mean, we had a time of Thanksgiving on a Lord's Day together rather than another day of the week because our lives are busy. It's difficult to get together even during the week for something like giving thanks. Giving thanks is not always easy for us, even as Christians, even as those that have the most reason to give thanks in the entire world. Think about how many of the people that you know and love are going to spend a portion of this week planning their Black Friday shopping and using part of this week to, on the one hand, give thanks for all that we have and then go get all of the things that we don't have. Like it's strange how those things are connected in our culture. And I think part of it is because it's difficult to truly give thanks, even as Christians. And it's difficult because in our hearts, who we are by nature is that we are selfish people. We're focused on self by nature. We think about the world around us and we think about the way the world interacts. And almost by default, as we're interacting and experiencing the world around us, the main way that we interpret it is how it affects me. How it affects me personally. This afternoon, I would like to look at just two verses from Colossians 2:6-7. And I want to give you some encouragement as, Lord willing, you'll spend some time with family or friends or others this week giving thanks. Our text is 6 and 7. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. So what we can learn here is that as Christians, we are really called to even have a lifestyle of thankfulness, a lifestyle of thanksgiving. That living out of thankfulness ought to be part of who you are as a Christian. And I want you to see that. We're going to look at the first heading and we'll see that we can begin with the fact that this life of thanksgiving is founded upon receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. So in the Apostle Paul's worldview, in the way in which Paul interacts with the world around him, as he thinks about what it means to be a person of thankfulness, he tells us first and foremost that we need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ in order for that to be a part of who we are. See that in verse 6. As you received Christ Jesus the Lord. You see, this is our starting point as we think about what it means to be people who are truly thankful. We receive Christ Jesus the Lord. So if in our hearts we are going to be people who are thankful, and flowing from our hearts ought to be thanksgiving, we have to ask ourselves, how are we to be thankful people to begin with? And for Paul, it begins with this question, have you received the Lord? Or in Old Testament prophet language, do you have a heart of stone or do you have a heart of flesh? You see, we must be in Christ to truly be thankful. to truly understand thanks, we need to be in Jesus. This is the imputation of Christ's righteousness upon us, isn't it? This is a call for us to consider Jesus Christ in all of His fullness. Jesus the Messiah, who is the Lord, the sovereign reigning King. We must have received Christ in order for this thanksgiving that comes at the end of the verse, in order for that to even happen. Why is that? Now, does that seem maybe a little bit unfair? Or maybe you say, well, Pastor Nathan, that's Paul's worldview, but that's not my worldview. You know, we know a lot of people that are thankful that are not Christians. So maybe there's some pushback against your pastor on a statement like that. But the fact of the matter is that we can only have thankfulness to some degree without Christ. We can't fully embrace what it means to be thankful. We cannot consider even the fact that within the providences of God, we know that the rains fall on the just as well as the unjust, and the faithful farmer that's an unbeliever has crops just like the faithful farmer who is a believer that has crops. And you all have unbelieving family, and many of you, if not most of you, have unbelieving families and friends that are able to say, you know, I'm thankful for this, or I'm thankful for that. But friends, we are unable to have thanks in fullness without Christ. We are unable to abound in thankfulness outside of Christ. To whom are unbelievers thankful? Themselves, maybe false gods, maybe just family and friends, as important as family and friends are. You see, true thanksgiving is God-centered, and we must receive Christ in order to have this as the foundation in our lives. And if you will be around a table with friends and family, see if you can work that into the conversation this week. Not, you know, Pastor Nathan said, you're not even thankful because you're an unbeliever. Don't go there. But say, you know, because of Christ, we are really able to be thankful. Thankfulness is something that we do grow into. And it begins with that change of heart that is so important in all of the Scriptures. It's something that even life experience and maturity will help us to grow into. Paul also says in the second place that we see thanksgiving is strengthened by growing as a Christian. And that's our second heading. Growing as a Christian. Strengthened as we grow. You see, Paul here says that we walk in Him. Being a Christian or becoming a Christian, it's not something that we just did once. Notice our pew cards have addresses and email and phone number for follow-up, not just check the box if you want to be a believer. You see, it's not something that we do just once and say, you know, I'm done with that. Now I'm on to other things in life. No, we mature as Christians. We're called to be strengthened as Christians. We're called to walk as Christians. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that in the ancient world, if you wanted to get somewhere, you walked. There's no other options. I mean, we go to Costco, and the one parking spot that is, you know, a quarter of a mile from the entrance, you avoid that one and you keep circling until the first one or one of the earlier ones is available, instead of walking. But in the ancient world, you walk and you walk and you walk. And that idea of walking in Christ is a reflection of this fact that our lifestyle as Christians is to be centered in Jesus Christ. And as we walk and walk and walk and walk, we are strengthened in Jesus. We're growing in Christ. Friends, are you growing in Christ? Maybe the marker against which you judge that this week, it might be your thankfulness. In Jerry's prayer, he mentioned things like soft beds and hot food and things that are so simple that we just assume we're entitled to. But as we grow in Christ and as we're strengthened in Christ, we begin to realize that we are not self-made men and women. We are men and women, boys and girls that are totally dependent on Christ. The milk of His Word, the meat of His Word, the strengthening that the sacraments bring, the ordinary means of grace that allow us to walk. And friends, we're strengthened in Christ. Paul says, be rooted up, be built up, be established. And all of these are pointing to the same thing, growth. Christian, are you growing? Are you growing? The way that this happens, the first psalm gives us so much help in understanding how this happens. We are planted by that river, which is God's Word, and we drink deeply from that Word, and we grow. Friends, if this week you find that you are not thankful, but you are actually maybe growing in bitterness rather than thankfulness, ask yourself if you are in God's Word. Because if you want to increase in thankfulness, what you are going to do is you are going to plant yourself by the Word of God, and you're going to drink and drink and drink. And you will realize that that Word of God is going to affect you and strengthen you and cause you to begin thinking about the world in which you live from that perspective. The Word of God affects us. And our prayers will hear the Word. And the way we think, we will think according to the Word. And this will give us thankfulness when we're rooted in this Word. And then Paul goes on and he talks about the Christian who lives in thanksgiving is strengthened by teaching. You see that also? Just as you were taught. Doctrine and the teaching of the Scriptures, that which we draw from the Word of God in the way that this portion of Scripture relates with that portion of Scripture. When we know this corpus of the Word of God and what it says about God, that helps us to grow in thanksgiving. Because we know what the Bible says about Christ, and we know what the Bible says about humanity, and what the Bible says about the Spirit, and what the Bible says about the way we are saved, and what the Bible says about the church. These things strengthen us so that we are more equipped to live unto the thankfulness of God. Friends, doctrine rightly understood strengthens the church. So we see this foundation is receiving Jesus Christ, and then we see that we're strengthened in thanksgiving by growing as Christians. And lastly, I want to look at the results. What is the results? What are the results? Again, let's go back to the fact that this week as a nation, families will gather on Thursday, and on Friday we will watch internet stories of people trampled underfoot at Walmart and Target because of their lack of thanksgiving. What should be the Christian view of thankfulness? Friends, we ought to rejoice in the fact that sinners who are set apart by God, and sinners who have been separated because of their sin, are brought again into that relationship with God. And we should give thanks. Now, I'm not saying that it's wrong if you buy a new TV on Friday or whatever you want to spend your money on. I'm not saying that it's wrong. But what I'm saying is that we need the right frame of mind that teaches us that we have everything that we need in Jesus Christ. Paul tells us that we are to abound in thanksgiving. What does that mean? It means that for the Christian, this is our way of life. This isn't the one day to check the box. Yes, I had turkey. Yes, I am thankful. Let's get on with life. This is our life if we are in Christ. We overflow with thanksgiving. And friends, let that be your way of life. Let you and your family be known as people who are thankful. Understand that apart from Christ, you as well as I, we're nothing. Nothing apart from Jesus. And I want you to begin to filter all things through this fact that we in Christ, we live and breathe and have our being. That outside of Christ, we are unable to do anything. Allow that to be your filter, that the very mind of God would be your thinking in this regard. And as we close, I want to share a prayer from a collection of prayers called the Valley of Visions. Valley of Vision, its subtitle has to do with Puritan prayers, but really they're 18th century English Anglican prayers, but they're good. Oh my God, Thou fairest, greatest, first of all objects, my heart admires, adores, loves Thee, for my little vessel is as full as it can be, and I would pour out all that fullness before Thee in ceaseless flow. When I think upon and converse with Thee, 10,000 delightful thoughts spring up. 10,000 sources of pleasure are unsealed. 10,000 refreshing joys spread over my heart, crowding into every moment of happiness. I bless Thee for the soul Thou hast created, for adorning it, for sanctifying it. Though it is fixed in barren soil, I bless Thee for the body Thou hast given me, for preserving its strength and vigor, for providing senses to enjoy delights, for the ease and freedom of my limbs, my hands, my eyes, my ears that do Thy bidding. I bless Thee for Thy royal bounty, providing my daily support, for a full table, an overflowing cup, for appetite, taste, sweetness. I bless Thee for social joys of relatives and friends, for ability to serve others, for a heart that feels sorrows and necessities, for a mind to care for my fellow men, for opportunities of spreading happiness around, for loved ones in the joy of heaven, for my own expectation of seeing Thee clearly. I love Thee above the powers of language to express, for what Thou art to my creatures. Increase my love, O my God, through time and eternity. Amen. So congregation, as Paul encourages us here in a life of thankfulness, I would encourage you, even in this week, to abound. Paul says, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Amen.